the USA. Then everybody be served.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
We're Archie Sandals too.
And surfing our way through the 2003 Webby Awards. If you want to cast your vote, you certainly can. You can also see the nominees. There's lots and lots of them at the Webby Awards website. Of course, all the links to the Webby Awards and the
Webby. What are the Webbies? Want to find out? Don't know?
Check it out.
Find out where they're at? Datadoctors.com/radio.
Or just datadoctors.com.
Whatever, dude.
And then click on the radio thing.
And put don't forget to put HTTP in the front of that whole thing.
Without
right?
the S, because it's not very secure.
Right.
We're not trying to sell anything.
Not that site.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Alrighty.
We want to also, we forgot, we want to remind you.
Yes.
This show is brought to you by the very fabulous...
Fine folks.
At Extreme Internet. They provide dial-up service, of course. What, like the commercial you just heard implies. It's better than the best. How can it be better than the best? I don't know, but it's if you're tired of that AOL stuff always hanging up on you, they're the guys. They also do high-speed stuff, DSL. They do business high-speed internet with true T1 frame relay service, ISDN. They do co-location web hosting. They do just about everything when it comes to the internet, and they're the guys.
And later on in the show, we'll have our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week. Won't tell you what it is yet, but it's coming up.
Do we know what it is yet?
Sure.
Okay.
Should we go to the phones?
We should always go to the phones.
Do we have a long-distance call somewhere?
Oh, yeah, we should probably take, because he called from far, far away, and we should take him before he has to hang up, and it's Alan.
Alan, how you doing? You're calling from where?
From Aravaca, Arizona.
Where's that?
That's 156 miles south of you.
Wow, how are you picking up the broadcast?
I have a long wire antenna running through the mesquite.
Really? And you're able to pick up the over-the-air broadcast?
Oh, yeah, very nicely, in fact.
Very nice.
150 miles south of us. Is that south of Tucson, then?
It's 56 miles southwest of Tucson.
South and west. Let me think here for a minute. Oh, so like out towards Ajo.
We're 26 miles the way the crow flies from Nogales. We're 11 miles off from the border.
Arivaca!
I'm going to have to look it up on the web.
Yeah, look it up.
We shall.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Alan. You're calling long distance, so we thought we'd get you in here.
Well, thank you very much. I've got a little problem, actually, with my memory. I have 256 megabytes installed now. I went and bought another one and installed it, and it kept blacking out my games and just wouldn't take it at all.
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen that problem before. The only problem is we can't remember how to fix it.
Oh, okay.
You got the joke. I'm so glad.
Memory.
Here's the deal with memory.
The dealio.
It's hard to say without seeing what you've got, but most likely you've got an incompatibility, meaning one stick of memory, the existing one you had before, is either faster or slower or has a different number of chips or a different kind of configuration than the new stick. And so we always tell people when you're buying new memory, you can go ahead and try to stick in and just add to what you've got. But sometimes if there's a huge age difference between the old and the new, or just a major difference in some way that you can't really tell without just kind of guessing, you may have to just end up replacing instead of adding on to what you have.
So, okay.
Well, the way to check, first of all, there's two issues with compatibility. One is the new memory that you bought compatible with your motherboard, and two is the new memory compatible with the old memory. And so you've tried just adding the second one, and it's causing problems, right?
Right. I put it in the different
right.
spots and
so
everything.
So you have either a conflict with the other memory stick, or you have a conflict with the motherboard. So the way to figure out which is which is pull the old memory out completely and have just the new memory in by itself. And if everything operates just fine, then the conflict is with your old memory. And if it doesn't work fine by itself, then it's not compatible with your main board or your motherboard.
Or it's a bad stick of RAM, which is also possible as well.
Oh, there is that, yes.
Yeah. But you got to isolate the problem and see which it is. Now, if it turns out that, like Ken said, if the new stick works all just fine by itself, then it's just a compatibility issue. And your choices are either, well, you can go back to what you had and not upgrade. You can try a different stick and hope you get lucky. Or you can just buy twice as much of the new, since you can get two that match today.
Well, that's the problem.
And go that route.
I mean, they're built to a standard, but nobody knows what it is until they actually run.
Well, the standard actually has changed somewhat, depending on how old things are. Tell you what, we've got to come up on a break here, so I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah, because there's some other stuff we can throw at.
There's a couple little technical things I'm going to continue with you off the air there, Alan, so just sit tight right where you're at. And for those of you who are trying to dial in just a minute, you're going to have a free line, so get your fingers ready. 602-277-5827. If you miss us there, try us on the web at datadoctors.com/radio. Look for the Ask a Question or Make a Suggestion buttons, and you can get in that way as well.
And, of course, later on the show, we have our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and our Extreme Zone, Extreme Tip of the Week. So lots of good info for you. But, of course, the show's all about you and your questions, so
602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn over there. Brandon Disney, I'm on this side, and we'll be back right after the news.